One of the things researchers struggle with most is taking large data sets, which often take months or even years to compile, and making them understandable. But one scientist found a way to do this using music.
So my name is Brian Fu, and I'm a data visualization artist at the Museum of Natural History, where I try to communicate new scientific research through different new media and different representations of data. I have an artistic, creative side of me that wasn't very satisfied with charts and graphs and data visualization as we are kind of used to it. And I was a little more interested in thinking about how you can make data a little more felt or incite a visceral response to different issues.
So what you're hearing right now is actually data from the United Nations about refugee movement from 1975 through 2012. Fu takes the data and assigns it specific musical properties, pitches, length of note, or even certain instruments. So as you listen and you hear that notes become longer and lower, that means that people are traveling further and further to resettle. This way, you can hear and feel the data, which can otherwise seem abstract or unrelatable.
So as you start listening to the song, which starts in 1975, worldwide there's about a couple million people not moving too far, primarily within the different continents. So the instrumentation is very light and sparse. As the song moves on, additional instrumentation is added. So you kind of also hear this sonification of globalization almost, because people are moving further and further away from home. So as the song goes on, you hear kind of deeper and deeper notes, low hums kind of that represent people moving, large distances, usually across oceans.
And it's not just the length and types of notes that are intentional, it's also the style of music too.
The types of sounds that I chose was kind of inspired by the aesthetic of country music, which both lyrically and instrumentation-wise evokes a nostalgic feeling, because a lot of the content is about, a longing for the past or longing for home. And, the instruments like the steel guitar is very, iconic of a crying voice. So I thought kind of using the instrumentation of American country music would be kind of appropriate for this particular song.
The show's Lauren Gilger talked with Fu about his work and how he creates it.
Because I don't have a music background, it's hard for me to know exactly when I press play what it will sound like, because I've mapped all these different complex data sets into different sounds. I have a general idea of how it might sound, but it's not until I press play in which I kind of hear it the first time. So it's a very interesting creative process, and it's a lot of trial and error. So very much the first 100 times that I hear it, it sounds probably awful, or it doesn't really match what I've imagined it to sound like. And a lot of the iteration is a mixture of kind of being aesthetically pleasing to me on a personal level, but also, does it accurately represent the data and the experience that I want the listener to have when experiencing this data set?
And you've done this for lots and lots of different topics, lots of different data sets. You have smog music created with Beijing air quality. You have mapping coastal Louisiana's land loss. So these topics are broad, and they're not all about the same thing, or even they're not all, emotive in the same way. What I wonder is, how do you choose those topics? Where do you even begin?
All the songs kind of start with basically a research project. I'm collecting information, I'm collecting data, and I'm kind of playing with the data. I'm trying to understand what the data is and how to read it and how to interpret it. In the case of the Two Train song, the raw data set is the entire census data of America. So even just being able to parse it and extract the data that I want is an entire kind of process unto itself. So a lot of the initial work for me to select what issues to cover starts with, what do I want to learn? The other thing is really wanting to explore this idea of intersecting data and music, and wanting to experiment with different approaches to converting data into music. So by selecting very diverse issues, they usually result in very different solutions or very different creative decisions.
Why turn data to music in particular? What do you hope that people can understand about something like inequality in New York or about refugee migration when they hear it, as opposed to just reading the data or seeing it?
So every single song begins with that question of why music? I think that really helps drive home kind of my process and the reason why I'm doing this. So in a very quantifiable way, sound is very good at communicating change as well as contrast. So if you think about heart rate monitors, or if you think about Geiger counters, these are very simple data sonification, but it's very good at very quickly identifying something that changes or something that might be contrasting. But for music specifically, I was interested in a couple things. So one is kind of this ability for music to manipulate the listener's mood. And this is where kind of this gray line between me being a data scientist and me being an artist run into each other, because, you know, as a data scientist, I don't really want to manipulate the audience into thinking one way or another. Whereas an artist, I'm very much interested in curating a very particular feeling or experience around a data set. So when thinking about a particular issue or data set, what is the mood, feeling, or visceral response they should get from experiencing this data set? And then the other interesting thing about music is that it's very good at getting stuck in your head. And this idea of spreading information, spreading knowledge through a medium that's very easy to get stuck in your head compared to, say, a chart or visualization. You know, you constantly have melodies and little bits of song kind of stuck in your head if you listen to it enough. So really focusing on what music does well is what really drives the creative process.
Brian Fu is a data visualization artist. Brian, thanks so much for coming on the show to tell us about this.
Thank you for having me.